Alex gets his storytelling ability from his father. I believe it was Adwan's grandfather's, Alex's grandfather's, who came to this country in about 1900 from what was then Syria. It was Syria then, it's now Lebanon. They were Lebanese Christians, and the brothers went through separate lines at the immigration. And one clerk spelled it A-D-W-A-N, and the other clerk spelled it A-W-O-N, and they never did change it. So there's a group of Adwans here in Tulsa that are Alex's cousins. Then there's the Adwan, W-A-N, that is Alex, Sadie Adwan, and others. But Alex's father was a great storyteller and just had little stories and jokes every time you'd see him. I had the pleasure of meeting him toward the end of his life. I guess he was pushing 80 at the time, but he'd come in to see us, and it was just something to look forward to when Fred Adwan mentioned you. Too bad you can't interview him. He's dead. But he was the mayor of Seminole in those years, and just full of stories. Very, very funny. I will tell you one story that's common to Alex and me, and you just have to put yourself back in the 50s to really understand this. One summer, when the world didn't have a spot for me, I took a part-time job at the Sand Springs Leader, my old hometown. One day, a person came to the door. She stood about 6'3" and had graying hair pulled back in a bun in what we called a Mother Hubbard dress, with sleeves down to her wrists, up to her neck, and kind of a Mother Hubbard sort of thing, and she advertised herself as the only female bass singer in America. And, of course, she was going to give a concert that night, and she did at my church. She delivered a wonderful concert, did have a great bass voice. Skip forward 30 or 40 years. Adwan and I are having lunch one day. He starts telling me about this female bass singer. Well, it turns out that when he was working for the producer, she called on him in Seminole and advertised herself as female bass singer. And it went over so well that she came back a couple of years later and delivered the concert at Alex's church, at which time she dedicated Down in the Depths of the Sea to her good friend, Mr. Alex Adjuan. Mispronounced it, so we can't even call him Adjuan. But both of us were hooked by that same female bass singer. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what happened. Some years afterward, she was defrocked, so to speak, and she wasn't a female at all.
Oh.
She was a man trapped. So we were taken by the same charlatan. We laughed about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alex is really a very, very, I won't say underrated, but he doesn't get the public acclaim that he's due, because Alex, he was always for anything that was progressive in Oklahoma. He took over the editorial page at a time when the newspaper was, in my judgment, too far to the right. We weren't pushing for education. We weren't pushing for fairness in taxation. We weren't pushing for the kind of social programs and justice that I thought we should. Alex is due a great deal of credit for moving that editorial policy toward, let's call it, a progressive side, so that we were free to push for, and under his guidance, we worked for ad valorem reform, we worked for educational reform. We were the leading voice, at least, of the 1017 movement back in the 80s that reformed public schools. And I could go on and on like that. For that reason, of course, in Oklahoma, we got the reputation of being terribly liberal. And I'll credit this line to Alex, is that a liberal in Oklahoma is a man who wants to raise enough taxes to keep the schoolhouse door open. That's Alex.